We are starting to discuss about working the land on Shemitah, what's Asa, what's Mutter. Today's mainly going to focus on the theory behind it, and then next week, and probably the week after, we'll get a bit more practical. If this time at the end of the share, we didn't finish something from last week, if this time at the end of the share, we'll go through Oitza Basin, otherwise we'll have to push it off for another time. Okay. So, The psukim which talk about the issa of working the land and things that you can't do mention four different things that you can't do. Okay, it's source number one. You can't be zoreya, you can't be zoymer. Zoymer is mira, is basically cutting the branches. You can't be koiter, and you can't do. And you can't be boita. Okay, koita, boita are basically the same thing. One's talking about like tfuah, the ketira is by tfuah, and the ketira is by grapes. Thank you. So again, the Pesukim mentioned four things. So we're going to see, we know, let's say by Shabbos, right, there's av malachas, yeah, the things which were in the Mishkan, and then there's toldos. Okay, things which are similar, without getting too involved, they're similar to the Av. Okay, and they're all, and just like an Av is asam in a Torah, a person does it, b'mezid, he gets skida. So to the Tolda also, if he does it, b'mezid, he'll get skida. The Tolda is asam in a Torah. We're going to investigate and see what's the story by Shemitah. Okay, what's the story, what's the din by Toldas? Okay, so, So first of all, just with regard to that, now, the Gemara is going to, somewhere on the Marma Kami somewhere, which we're going to get to soon. Zmira is a Toldo of Zriya. Zriya is sowing, sowing seeds, okay, and which to make the thing sprout. And when you cut the branches, Zmira, that also makes it grow better. Okay, so it's a Toldo. Okay, so nice. The Pasuk is mentioning one of the Toldos, telling us Yosach Chayef for that Toldo. Okay. Hold that. Okay. Then there's a Mishnah it's the first Mishnah in Moed Katan. Okay. It says that it's the source number two that you can mashke. You can irrigate. Thank you. Sure. My English is terrible. You can irrigate a field. Okay. Both in Shemitah and in Moed. Okay. We're growing Chol HaMoed for the moment. You're allowed to do it from a Mayan. Okay, there's certain things you can't, from certain types of irrigation you can do, certain times you can't. Okay, and that's not necessarily what we're getting involved in. Just in theory, you see, you are allowed to irrigate a field in Shemitah. Okay, and Tosfos points out that we're dafka talking about a beis hashlachin. A beis hashlachin is a field which cannot survive just with rainwater. You have to also physically water it, irrigate it. Otherwise, it's going to you're going to suffer a loss. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Okay, then if we jump into source number five. There's two things already going to come out from this sugya. Okay, we'll just go through what the sugya says, and then we'll see what comes out. Okay, so again, the Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to irrigate the field in Shemitah and also on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says we understand why Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do it. Okay, we're not getting involved in that. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why are you allowed to irrigate the field in Shemitah? How can you do that? Yeah, on Shabbos, if you're suffering a loss, like, let's say by not being able to water your plants, there's no heter to water your plants. It's Shabbos, you can't water your plants. There's no such thing as a heter yet because of hester that you're allowed to do it. Yeah, there's no such thing. So why also in Shemitah, why are you allowed to do it? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara's got two answers. One is Abaya. Abaya says, you know what? It's a machlokes tanai. Rebbe and a Rabbanan. Rebbe says that the Zman is there, Shemitah is the Rabbanan. Okay, without getting involved in what the limud is, the Shemitah Bezmanazer is the Rabbanan. So if Shemitah Bezmanazer is the Rabbanan, Chazal will make them. That B'makom Hefted, you're allowed to do Malachas. B'makom Hefted, you're allowed to do Malachas. So it's a heta. Shemitah is the Rabbanan, Bezmanazer, and therefore there's a heta to do Malachas. And we're going to, as opposed to what Rav is going to say in a second, it seems to be that Abaya is not Machalik in which Malachas we're talking about. In all Malachas, any Malachas, even if it's in theory it's the Raisa, but because Bezman is there, it's Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, you're allowed to do it. So there's a Heta of Hefted Bezman is there, because Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. That's Abaya Shita. Rav comes along and says, Do you know what? We could even go to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that the Zman is a Shmita is the Raisa. And do you know what? I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. Okay? That Min HaTorah, not all Malachas are Asr. Not all Malachas are Asr. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos, we said, the Avos are the Raisa. The Tov is also the Raisa. Do you know what? Shmita is different. Shmita is not like that. The only things which are Asr Min HaTorah are the things that the Malachas and the Torah spoke out. The Avos and the Toldos that the Torah spoke out, those ones are Asr. Yeah? So it's only those four things that are Asr. Okay, without getting too involved, there's also some say that the Harisha. Huh? No. Okay? What was I saying? Yeah. So only that these malachas, the avos and the Torah spoke out. Only those ones are asim in our Torah. The rest are only midrabanan. Okay. Just as a side point, it could be there are two others that at least the poskim seem to take on that are also the raisa. Harusha is also mentioned in one place, but it's not so clear that that's min haTorah. It could be it's a halacha moshe b'Sinai. Maybe it's just an asay. It's not a lois asay. And also Netiyah. You know, there's some Mishraim say that Netiyah is a Kalvachoymer from Zemira. Okay, Zemira Sinai, of course, okay, Netiyah planting is also going to be Chayav. Okay, so it comes out that according to Rava, there is four and probably six Malachas which are the Raisa. Yeah, you've got Zuriya, Zemira, Ktira, Betira. Those are definitely the Raisas, and then also the Harisha and Netziah. Okay, but everything else is only a Durabon. So it comes along. So Rava says, yeah, this Mishnah which told us that you're allowed to irrigate your field in Shemitah, but Mokham Hefzed can even go according to Rabbanan. Why? Because we're talking about irrigation. Irrigation is not a Malacha Doraisa. It's only a Tolda. It's only a Rabbanan. And by Mokham Hefzed, Chazal, we're not going to. Yeah. So in Shemitah, in the world of Rava, Toldas are only the Rabbanan. Okay.
Would you say that irrigation is a
Avmalach on Shabbos? It's not Avmalach, it's only as far as I remember, it's only a Tolva. Yeah? Right. Yes, yeah, it's also called Zemira. Zemira is a Tolva of Zria. Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. We're talking about saving, let's say, trees for dying.
Yeah.
Is any malacha forbidden to save trees?
Yeah. Hold on.
Because I don't understand why you talk about Rabbanan.
No. So no, that's what we're saying. At this stage, let's just speak it out. At this stage, it comes out according to Rabbah like this. The Mishnah Rabbah is coming with Hanukkah that only these four malachas are derived. Okay, I'm not getting involved in Harish and Netiyah from the, just when I say four, I mean it's only the ones that are Mefurish in the Torah, maybe Netiyah also, only these are Asam in the Torah. Everything else is only in the Darabonan. In the Darabonan, yeah, which is irrigation is one example of that Chazal, because it's only Darabonan, Chazal said, but Malcolm Hef said they weren't going there. Okay, so but Luyutsua, you needed to do a Doraisa. Yeah, you had to Luyutsua, you needed to do Zemira to be able to save your tree. There'd be no Heta, according to Rabbah. There would be no Heta. Yeah, according to Abaya, there would be a Heta. Why? Because we're in Rebbe and Shmita is one of the Rabbanan. Well, so. Yeah, according to Abaya, we don't find Chilukim. All Malachas are Doraisa, and the Zman is Shmita is only Rabbanan, and there's a Heta on all Malachas. Comes along Rabbah, says not true. Yeah, we're going in the rule of Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that Shmita Bezman is the Raisa. Yeah, but the Torah only asked that those ones which are Mefurish. The ones which are not Mefurish are Mutzah. Yeah, are Min HaTorah. Chazal asked them, but Malcolm has said Chazal won't go there. Okay, and therefore that's going to be a big Malcolm to be Mekel. Yeah, Chazal will not go there, but Malcolm has said. And therefore irrigation is one example. And therefore that's just in the Mishnah. The reason why you're allowed to irrigate your field, which is going to suffer a loss, is because it's only a Malach at the Rabbanan. And even though the Zman is there, according to the Rabbanan, Shmita is the Raisa.
Normally,
Normally, outside the word of Shemitah. In the word of Shemitah, a Toldah, if it's not mentioned Mefurish, it's not a Daraisa. Okay? Fine. Okay. Okay, well, we're going to get there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, just as a bit of a side point, whether this heta of the Rabbanan, but Malcolm has said this, is true for all the Rabbanan, is subject to Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's something like a Hashgah, which is not such a Tirsa, apparently. That's where it is Mutter. But other Rabbanan, there would be no Hesed, but Machlokes Hesed. The Chazon Ish died from the Rambam, not like that, and that seems to be the Halacha. The Halacha is that we take on that all Malachas, yeah, which are the Rabbanan, yeah, have this Hesed of a Machlokes Hesed. Alright. So then some Rishonim say that that's no good. It's only when there's no tircha. Chazal were only makeful on a malacha darabanan, which is no tircha. Okay, again, Chazon Ish says we don't hold like that. Okay, fine. So now you ask me, who do you pass like? Abaya, Rava. So what's the normal rule? Who do you pass like? Abaya and Rava. Most people probably don't know any Messias. What the halacha is like in Abayim Rava, the halacha is like Rava, except for Yalkagam, right? Yeah, and this is not one of the Yalkagams, so the halacha should be like Abaya. Yeah, that's what. Sorry, like Rava. Thank you. The halacha should be like Rava. Yeah, okay. But if that's true, what we're saying, the halacha is like Rava, I mean, that will come out that Shmita Bezman there is the Raisa, which is also not so simple. We at the moment, the Chazon Ish says that we're slimmer from the shit of the whole that Shmita Bezman there is the Rabbana. Okay. So, very good. So what are you saying? Very good. Okay. So is Muhammad to the Beis HaLevi. Okay. So listen. Let's listen carefully. Okay. So up to now we're saying, in Abaya, we've got this. The Abaya has to say that this Mishnah, which gives us a heter, the Makom Hesed, is Bezman Hazeh, where Shmita is the Rabbanan. And he's going on all malachas. There's no difference. Irrigation is no different to any other malacha. The ones which are Mefurish and the Torah, it makes no difference. They're all on the same level. They're all the Raisa, the Karon, they're all the Raisa. Yeah, but Bezman Hazeh, they're all the Rabbanan. Okay? Rava says not like that. Okay, Rava's come up with a tell us, no. There's certain malachas which are the Raisa, and certain malachas which are the Etzim the Rabbanan. We'll start with what he's saying in the Rabbanan, and then we'll say what he's saying in Rebbe. Okay. Rava comes up and tells us no. But the certain malachas are the Raisa, and the rest are the Rabbanan. In the Rabbanans, there's a Hetzer b'Makom Hesed. Beis HaLevi explains that Abaye, Rava, when he's coming to say that the Mishnahs are like the Rabbanan, doesn't mean only the Rabbanan. It means it's also according to the Rabbanan, like Reb David was saying. Okay, so what does that mean? It comes out here. We'll see a big chiddush, which is that in the world of Rava, we understand that there's two different types of malachas. You've got malachas which are the etzim deraisa, malachas which are the etzim derabbanan. Okay. The Mishnah picked on one of the on a malacha on irrigation, which is the etzim derabbanan. Okay. So you see that there's no heta on something which is deraisa. So in the world of Rabbanan, that's very good. That's very muvan. Why? Because Zriya, Zmira, those are the etzim deraisa. You won't find a heta for such a thing. Even Makom Hesed, you won't find a heta. Something which is the etzim derabbanan. Yeah, irrigation, hashgah, that you do find a heter, a b'makom heter. Okay. Explains the Beis HaLevi that in the world of Rava, even in Rebbe, where Rebbe holds that Bezman Hazeh, that all Shmita is the Rabbanan, there's still a chiluk between a malacha which is for etzim deraisa and a malacha which is for etzim derabbanan. So even though Shmita is only derabbanan, yeah, but a malacha which is for etzim deraisa, that's like a higher status. Yeah, because Minatoyin Asa, happens to be that Shmita nowadays is only derabbanan. Doesn't matter. There's no heter on those malachas. A malacha which is be'etem deraisa, even though shmita nowadays only derabanan, there's no heter. That's why the Mishnah picked on irrigation on our scar, because that is be'etem derabanan. So the heter, even in Rebbe, where shmita b'zman hazeh is derabanan, the heter is only on shal malachas, malachas which are be'etem only derabanan, not on malachas which are deraisa. Yeah, everyone follow that? Shall I say it again? Abaya is not Machadish in anything. It's Rav is the one who's coming to Machadish, so there's someone to raise the Tanah Darabana. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Rav is Machadish to us, there's some Malachas of Daraisa and some of Darabana. Okay, so if we hold that Shmita Bezman HaZeh is the Raisa, which is according to the Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon Shita, so then we've got some Malachas which are the Raisa, some which are the Rabbanon. Chazal says that B'makom Hefted, that the Rabbanons are all Mutter. Okay, let's very move on. The Raisas Chazal generally don't get involved in, okay, the Koyach, they don't, okay, whatever, without getting involved in that, yeah, Chazal didn't touch the Raisas. If there's a Hefted, let's we have to look. If it's a Raisa you need to do to save it, it's too bad. If it's a Rabbanon, it's Mutter. Okay. That's all in the Rabbanon. Okay. But what about in Rebbe? Where Rebbe holds that the Shmita B'zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon. Even in Rebbe, where Shmita B'zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, there's still a chiluk between the type of malacha that you're doing. Because some malachas are be'etzim deraisa, and some malachas are be'etzim derabbanon. Chazal only matted b'makom hefted malachas which are be'etzim derabbanon. So even though nowadays everything you do is only derabbanon. But it doesn't matter. There's still some malachas which are, let's call them, more chashiv malachas. Why? Because they're be'etzim deraisa. Those malachas Chazal never gave a heter to. Even though Shmita B'zman HaZeh is derabbanon. Chazal never gave a heter to those. They only gave the heter to malachas which are be'etzim derabbanon. Hashgah is be'etzim derabbanon. Ah, B'zman HaZeh, even where Shmita is derabbanon. Fine, there's a heter to that. Zriya. Wait, let's check. Even though Shmita B'zman HaZeh is deraisa, but wait a second. Zriya is really a deraisa. Lu Tzu, Shmita would be deraisa. Zriya would be awesome in our Torah. Ah, there's no heter for that. Even B'zman HaZeh, but Makom has that. Yeah, move on. Well, it's alright, everyone. Yeah.
According to Rabbah, both when it's Mishkaim and when it's not, all the same.
Yeah.
But according to Abaya,
right, well, yeah, exactly. And finally, according to Abaya, things switch when the Shmita is the right side of the Rabbanon. According to Rabbah, there will be no switch. Yeah. Not the punishment, no, it's according to what's Mutzah, but Makom Hester. Alright, Elechanim, sorry, you're right, Elechanim. Yeah, saying, yeah, Oinchin will be different, right, where you get Malkus and various things, Elechanim.
But that's one scene.
Yeah.
One detail.
Yeah.
Let us know right now we are living in Shmita, the Reis.
Yeah.
What Rabbah will let you do?
Also, only b'makom hefted, you can only do things which are derabanan.
So right now, what you said, right now, for Rav point of view, it's completely irrelevant. What kind?
Yeah, and that's what comes out. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly the point, right? Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. Yeah, whether you're in Rebbe or in the Rabbanah makes no difference. The chiluk is a malacha which is be'etzim deraisa, that is never a heter for. Whereas a malacha which is be'etzim derabbanan, that there is a heter for.
So in halacha, where we say we on those sheep, the whole is not a heter.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, exactly. So, right, exactly. That's what comes down now. So, we can pass in like Rava, right? We can pass in like Rava, like we normally do. My focus by Rava, we go like Rava. Fine. And Rava seems to say that we pass in like the Rabbanon. No, he didn't really mean that we pass in like the Rabbanon. You know what I'm saying? He just said it can even go according to Rabbanon. We can pass in like Rebbe, but we still have the same syllabus. Malachos will talk about Etzim derived. There's no heter, even though Shmita B'zman HaZeh is only the Rabbanon, because we pass in like Rebbe. Yeah? But, and Malachos will talk about Etzim. The Rabbanon, yeah, that there is a heter for Makom Hefted. Yeah. Oh, very good, very. Hold on. Okay, fine. So that's one general heter. Yeah, there's a heter. Well, we're only late. Okay, there's a heter of Makom Hefted by a malacha which is the etzim the Rabbanon. Okay, now there's another heter which is not really so nogel amais the Chazon Ish says, but we'll just speak it out. Okay, the Gemara says we'll say very quickly that there's a certain type of malacha derabanan which is called kishkush, which is basically digging underneath olive trees. number 10, yeah. Okay? There's one member who says it's asa, another one says it's musa. What's the chidosh? So the Gemara says there's two types. There's two types of kishpish. Okay? One is, the Rosh on the Gemara is the avrui ilana, and another one is, sorry, I skipped out a bit, didn't I? Where does it say that? Where did it say it? Actually, okay, I shouldn't spell it out of here. Sorry, I messed up slightly on the Marma Kome. It's called Abrui, one is called Abrui and one is called Lakumi. Okay? Abrui means, simply speaking, to improve it. And Lakumi means just to be Makaima. Okay? So, there's Rashi in one place which doesn't seem to go like this, but Rashi in a different place seems to say that the chinuch is like this. There's some halachas which are, all you're doing is to preserving the malacha preserving the tree or the whatever it is the way it is. Yeah, you're not being mashbiachit. You're not improving it. All you're doing is just preserving it. You're ensuring that it doesn't deteriorate. It doesn't get worse. But you're not actually being mashbiachit. There's other malachas which are mashbiach the vegetation. Okay. The Chazon Ish understands that these malachas, which all you're doing is to mashpia, the only thing you're doing is to preserve it, that is not a malacha. That's the chla, not a malacha, and it's totally mutter. There's no issa with that at all, not even issa d'rabana. And so in theory, these malachas, you are allowed to do in shmita. They're not called avodah sakarka. Avodah sakarka is to be mashbiach the karka, or mashbiach the produce in the karka. Things which are just there to preserve that vegetation, that tree, that's not asa. Okay, so it comes out according to this. There's another heter. If you're doing a certain thing in the field, which all it's doing is preserving the tree, then that's totally mutter. Problem is, the Chazon Ish said, no, you're right. The avos by definition are not allowed. Yeah. Okay. So says the Chazon Ish, he says, unfortunately, sometimes you find that Chazal were goyzer the one after the other one. So in which case, we can't really use that heter. Practically, we don't really come into that heter. But just, again, in theory, there is that, according to Chazon Ish, there is another heter. Things which are there just to preserve the tree, that is not even a malacha. They're not nichnas into the whole category of malacha. Okay, fine. Irrigation, you get the produce all comes out because of irrigation. It's doing both. You're right. So if you end up doing, yeah. So you're right. Thank you. So you're right. There's some things where you're doing both. If the only thing is doing is to preserve it, then that would be mutter. But if it will be both, yeah, then that would be asa. Yeah. Then you have to come into the hefta is the hefta. Right. Yeah. It could be. Yeah. Okay. If in Matthias that's the thing is true, then yeah. All right. Okay. 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 Just to speak out, just some of the basic things that come out also. Okay. So yeah, the Chazon Ish explains that it's lav dafka, the hefsek we're talking about is lav dafka, they say your field will die. Yeah, even if you're going to lose the whole pears for this year, that's also considered to be a hefsek. Okay? Now how much do you have to lose your whole field or your whole pears, or just a little bit of a kilker enough? That's also a nidon. Yes, Hashem, next week we'll discuss the more practical side of things.
That I need to see pears, I need to do estimation, whatever has occurred.
Yeah.
It means I could not do anything when there's no pears, because I really don't know. Maybe I don't have one apple. So right now, how can I preserve my tree without fruits?
Okay, I assume it's based on what's normal. What's the normal thing that these fruit such a tree will produce? They're going to understand your question. What's your question?
My question is, right now, you must share. If you save 10 apples, you can. If you try to save 100 apples, maybe you not. I just went to that.
Yeah.
But there will be numbers.
Okay.
But you have trees that are bullish. Fruits will be two months from now.
Yeah, no.
Don't touch it at all.
No, so you're right. So presumably it means that what this tree would normally produce. But we're going to see, I'm not sure what your definition is. We'll wait for next week. Okay, with permission. Fine. another point that the Beis HaLevi points out that you might say that every farmer will come up to you and say, "Excuse me, I'm going to lose my panasa this year, so I should have a hefter of hefter. Yeah, I'm not going to have any panasa this year. So great, I've got a hefter. Huh? What?
Next year.
So if he doesn't plant, he's not going to have panasa. So great, we've got just all melekta to one, it should be mutter.
It would seem that way under Rebbe, according to Bible, no?
Yeah, according to the way we're saying, you're saying according to everyone. Yeah, you could do everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? Yeah, yeah, and a family, right? Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, according to every woman to plant. Yeah, and a family. Yeah, okay. So on that, the basic lady says, definitely not true. Okay. So why not? So he says two spoilers. One is that panasa, that the hefted is hefted, kilkul. Here, this is just manias reba. Yeah, you haven't got it yet. No, the hefted means I've got something, and that I'm being mustered that thing. There's a kilkul taking place in that thing. Yeah, but the fact you haven't planted, there's nothing there, so there's nothing to lose. Fine, you're not gaining anything, but you're not losing anything. Okay, so that's one reason no hefted. Now, what he says also, the hefted of hefted that we find throughout in Chazal is only when it's not in the etzem issa. So I'll just tell you the example that he says, and then that will help us. He said, we know there's an issa rivus in the Torah, yeah? And there's also uses, other cases, other rivus. Issa rivus, interest, yeah? So now, there's a guy whose whole job is to be like the middleman, to organize the loans, and he's the one, and he takes rivus. That's how he does it. Let's say he's a money lender himself. That's his whole job in life. So now, what? You're going to come, he's going to come and say, excuse me, I'm going to lose money, I can't work now, yeah? So I've lost my whole panasa. So I should have a hetter of a gribus. So obviously not. Why? So that is the whole issa. Chazal never mutted the whole issa, even Makom Hesed. If there's like a hefter or something minatzad, yeah, then it's mutter, yeah? But if the whole thing that they asked, Chazal knew that they put people around. Despite that, and they knew the farmers were going to suffer, despite that they still made the gezerah, so there's no hetter when it's the etzem issa. If the hefter will come as a side thing, yeah, then there's Makom to Dan, yeah, there's hefter, not hefter. But if it's the etzem issa, then there's no hefter.
Okay.
Exactly, right. Okay, just to finish off with a couple of points. Okay, there's no hefted the hefted's only for hefted to make the fruit come out, let's say, earlier or later. There's no hefted. Also, the Chazanish points out that even though you have these hefterim, yeah, you should do whatever you can either before Shemitah or push off till after Shemitah. Okay, and then the last thing, yeah, there's an interesting point here. He said, also, I think it was the Chazon Ish. Let's say there's a potential hefsan out there, and you've got it's mutter to do to you're in one of the malachas which are mutter to do, yeah. And if you do this malacha, yeah, you can't do it at Tzimtzum. The only way to do it, there will also be a reva. Yeah, you'll also come out with a you'll make it better off. Okay. So one second. Yeah. Okay. So if that's the only way you're able to do it, then that's also mutter. Yeah. Yeah, so even though there will be rather, but if that's the only way to do it, there's no other way to do it, then you're also an outer. And he says also that if it's going to cost you a lot of money, you're also, at least by the payers, you're also an outer. Why? Because the payers are not yours. Why should you have to spend money to save payers which are not yours? The payers are hefker. So it's not mutter on you to spend money. It's mustafik, but if it's to save your tree. Yeah, so that's your tree. Yeah, so that's, it doesn't, the tree's not hefker, the payers are hefker. So maybe you'd have to spend at least some money on saving it. Yeah, so again, the Chazon Ish says that when we're talking about things which are hefker, so then there's no reason why you should have to pay money. Yeah, so if the only way to save this thing, for Tzimtzum, let's say, is by spending money, you're not supposed to spend it. Hashenkin, if it's to save your stuff, it's the tree or the ground, then perhaps it would be a chiv to spend at least a certain amount. If you can't afford it, or it's very expensive, it could be that's already together e-efsa, and then it would be mutter. Square.
The middle?